Theater 5 presents Junior.
Hello? Hello, get me the police. I want the police. Can't you call them for me? Oh, all right, I'll call them myself. Oh, heaven be praised. Come in, boy.
What's the matter, Ma? Did I stop by too early?
Oh, Sheila. Oh, Sheila, your brother didn't come home last night.
Didn't come home? Junior?
I was just calling the police.
Oh, well, don't you think he'd better wait a while?
Oh, he could be lying out in the street with his head cracked open.
But it's not even 8 o'clock. He still has time to come home and change and go to work.
Don't you understand what I'm saying, Sheila?
I'm trying to tell you something, too, Ma. Men do sometimes stay out all night.
Well, will you listen to that? Married 6 months and already the expert on what men do.
All right, Ma.
Your brother is no chaser. He's not that kind.
What kind is he?
The best boy on earth. But he's not the strongest or the smartest, maybe, but the best-natured. As good and decent as they come.
Maybe so, Mom. But do you think Junior is happy?
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing you haven't heard before.
Funny thing. They say the daughters are always the soft one and sons give you the grief. But the O'Gara family's got it backwards, haven't we?
When did I ever give you any grief?
You always had those twisty little things to say, like now. Junior never opened his mouth to me.
No, he never has.
Well, I'm not waiting another minute. I'm calling the police.
Oh, please give him time, Mom.
Let go of the phone.
Good morning. Good morning, all.
Catch him.
Junior. You think he's comfortable on the couch?
He'd better be. We can't move him again.
The screen up around him.
I don't think he'll notice.
Loosen his tie. Open his collar. Sheila, do you remember Dr. Halsey's number?
Well, don't call the doctor, Ma.
Don't call the doctor. Don't call the police. Do you hate your brother? Do you want to see him to die?
Black coffee will help him as much as the doctor.
Coffee's not good for the sick.
He's not sick.
Well, look at him. Listen to him.
Smell him. He reeks.
I smell nothing.
Well, I do. Judge Kate O'Gara has laid down the law. Her son can't be drunk.
Oh, don't do it, Laurie. Don't. No, no.
What's he
no,
saying?
Don't, Laurie.
Just noise. Now, if you say he's drunk, then you bring me a cold towel for his head. Oh, the poor boy. And fetch me a work basket. There's a button missing from his jacket. Maybe I can match it up.
Laurie, please, don't make me do that. Don't.
Ma, you're going through his pocket.
And who has a better right? I put most of the money in him. I want to see if I can find out who he's been with all the night.
Laurie.
Laurie, now you know.
No, that's all over. Junior isn't seeing her anymore.
He's certainly thinking about her.
Ah, she's trash. Months and months of her, the calls he's made, the way she talked to him, the money he spent on her.
Trash, but he had to find out for himself. He wanted to.
He didn't know what he wanted, poor boy.
Check the calendar, Ma. Poor boy is 28.
It's inside what counts. Inside.
Oh.
And Junior still needs help.
And your guidance, I suppose.
Well, at least he admits it.
Oh, let's not fight, Ma.
No. Help me get his coat off. I want to match that button. I've got to do something. Here now.
Look what fell out of the pocket.
The compact.
I remember that. The night he showed you Laurie's present.
$25 for a monogrammed silver compact for I can't use the word.
You used it to Junior. That and some others, too.
He promised me he wouldn't see Laurie anymore.
Well, he lied to you, Ma. The first time.
Well, he didn't really care about her. Junior hasn't got it in him to get upset about a woman.
He cared enough to go on seeing her behind your back.
And what do you want to bet, Miss Smart, that he just ran into her and he took the chances to get this expensive compact back. And look at it. It's a wreck. She probably threw it at him. I don't understand what Junior saw in that girl.
There's a lot you don't understand about your son. And about me, too, Ma.
Here we go again. Here we go again with the latest news from Mr. Sigmund, what's his name?
Freud. Oh, well, never mind. I'm married and Junior... Well, it's probably too late for Junior. When did I start calling him Junior?
It's his name.
He was christened Martin, after Pa.
Your father is gone, God rest him. He was the only Martin for me.
Well, I'm going to start calling Junior Martin. He at least deserves that much from somebody in his family.
Are we going to fight for sure? Or will you bring in the milk and the paper?
I'm going.
Ma. Oh, my head hurts. It really hurts.
Oh, you sleep. Sleep, Junior. You'll feel better.
When did I come in?
A little while ago.
Where was I all night?
Don't you remember?
Oh, not much. Something bad happened, or I did something bad. It's like a pressing on the back of my head. A lump of something bad and black.
Oh. Now sleep. Sleep it out.
Mama, come here, please. Look at the paper. Read what it says.
Girl slain. Hint love triangle.
Go on.
Laurie Hunt.
It's an old picture of her.
You know what Junior just said to me?
What?
He said, I did something bad last night. Bad and black. But he doesn't remember what it was.
No. No, there's no connection, Ma.
The compact. The compact, that's proof he was with Laurie. Oh, I'll hide it. I'll hide it. And what else? Oh, the button on his jacket, maybe. Who knows how he lost it? Maybe she struggled.
Ma!
You better change all the buttons, put on new ones, and then there can't be any question.
Aren't you going to ask him?
Ask him what? He doesn't remember. He said so.
You think he's guilty? You've decided he's guilty and you're going to cover up?
Cover up? I don't like that way of talking. We're trying to save your brother's life. At least I'm trying.
But you can't hide things, Ma.
I can and I will. You know how cruel she was, that Laurie, that cheat, that the heartless. Oh, she pushed him too far. I don't blame him. If I was a man, I'd have done the same thing. And I'm glad Junior had the spine and the guts to do what needed doing.
He could never commit murder.
Then why did he lie to him? He's never done that in all his life. And I'll tell you why. Because he was desperate, out of his normal mind. A man in that state can do anything.
He doesn't remember doing it?
He remembers something bad, black. Isn't that enough?
I've got to talk to him. He must know she's dead.
What's the difference now? Let him sleep.
I will talk to him. Junior. Wake up.
You're a fool, Sheila. And I can't stand here trying to convince you. I have things to do and not much time.
Wake up, Junior, please. It's Sheila.
Sheila?
How do you feel?
Oh, don't even ask.
I want to tell you something.
So do I. Is Ma listening?
She's in the kitchen.
Now, please don't pass it on to her, but I saw Laurie last night.
Oh.
Yeah, I know, sis. I told Ma no more, but I thought just this once. I had to know for sure whether she was through with me.
And was she?
She laughed. She told me what she thought of me. Believe me, it hurt. Oh. I couldn't move. I couldn't see. I was blind and dumb, and all of a sudden I was angry. It boiled up from inside, angry, angrier than I had ever been in my life.
Oh.
I raised my fist.
I don't want to hear what you did.
I'm trying to explain.
You can't explain. You can never explain. Don't tell me. Look at this paper.
Laurie!
I'll get it.
I'm looking for Martin O'Gara.
Who are you?
Detective Mayo. Does Martin O'Gara live here?
You mean my son, Junior. Come in.
Told you all I can think of. Now you tell me, why? Why would I kill a girl I loved? A girl I still...
We found out that she was running around with other men. You knew it too.
I was jealous. But that doesn't mean I'd kill her. I wanted to forget her.
Killing her would make that easier. It wouldn't be the first time.
I didn't do it.
All right, let's have your story again. You didn't come home last night.
He came home early. And he went right to sleep.
No, I don't want you to lie for me, Ma. I want you to believe in me.
Who's lying?
Go on.
I met Laurie after work about 6 o'clock. We talked.
Are you sure it was 6? And who saw you talking to her?
Don't answer questions like that without a lawyer. He's trying to trap you.
Mrs. O'Gara, this is your 5th interruption. I can take your son down to the precinct and question him there.
Ma, you and Sheila go in the kitchen. I know I can get straight with the detective. Detective
Mayo. All right, go on.
Well,
Laurie and I had a fight. It was pretty public. Now, she came at me like some kind of animal. I hardly knew her like that. And as soon as I could push her away from me, I headed for the nearest bar.
Which bar?
I don't know. I was in a lot of them. I wanted to get as drunk as I could.
You don't know. You can't remember. You can't tell me where you were drinking after you say you left her. But, O'Gara, nobody saw you leave Laurie Hunt alive.
I didn't kill Laurie.
You hope you didn't, but you can't be sure. You were angry. You admit you were crazy angry. And you don't know that you didn't kill the girl in a rage because you don't remember.
Wait. Laurie and me, we walked someplace and we started to fight again. I remember that she ripped a button off my jacket. Now, if we go back there, I think I know where it was, and we find the button.
Yeah?
Well, then we could try all the bars and ask if somebody saw me drinking alone with a button missing from my jacket. Now, wouldn't that prove that I left Laurie before the time you say she was killed?
Where is this jacket?
Ma? Sheila?
Yes?
Where's the jacket I had on last night?
The jacket?
He was wearing one.
Oh, sure. Sure, it's over here.
Now I've got a chance. Ma, everything's going to be okay. As soon as the detective sees that there's a button missing...
All the buttons are here, O'Gara.
There was one missing, but I couldn't match it, so I put on a new set while Junior was still asleep.
Well, bring me the other buttons.
I can't.
Why can't you?
I burned them in the incinerator.
Come on with me, my boy. I'm sorry.
Ma. Why? Why?
Oh, don't take him away. I'm telling you the truth.
Like before?
Oh, no, not like before. There was a button off, I swear it. And I did put on new ones, and I burned the old. But I was only trying to help my son. I thought the button might be some kind of evidence. I was only trying to help you, Junior. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, he didn't even look back.
Why should he? He's in bad trouble. You took away his last chance.
You must hate me, too.
Oh, Ma, I don't hate you. It's just...
It doesn't matter. You won't see me anymore.
Why not? Ma, of all times, don't shut me out now. We have to stand together.
No. There's something I must do.
I don't know what that means.
It means goodbye. It means... God bless you, Sheila, and forgive me for the words between us and the times I preferred your brother to you. You've been a good daughter.
I'm not leaving you.
No, I'm leaving you. I'm going.
When will you be back?
Not for a long time. Detective Mayo.
Well, how did you get in here?
Well, there was no one at the desk outside your office.
So you just walked in? Naturally. Have you found a lawyer for your son?
He won't need one.
You're not thinking of defending him.
He won't need one because he's innocent. He didn't kill that Hunt girl. I did. I said I killed her.
Mrs. O'Gara, I was wondering how long it would take you to get around to this. Go home. It won't work.
Oh, yes, it will. It's the truth. If I didn't kill her, then where did I get this compact?
Let me see that. Where did you get it?
Out of her pocketbook when I killed her. Oh, it's here. See the initial? My son paid $25 for it, and I thought I might as well get it back.
When did you kill her?
Just when the newspaper said. I used a rock. I'm very strong.
Why did you kill her?
Ah, she had her hooks into my boy. He even lied to me about not seeing her anymore. She made him do that. I knew he was ruined unless I got rid of her, so I did. You can let my junior go now. I'll sign the confession.
You sign the confession. No. You sit right down there and listen to what really happened without opening your mouth. On the night that she was murdered, Laurie Hunt went into a drugstore and bought a new compact. She knew the clerk and told him that she had just thrown her old compact back at the man who gave it to her, an ex-boyfriend. She said she needed another compact for her late date with her new man. That's what Laurie told the clerk before she left the drugstore to meet this new man 2 hours before we know that she was killed. Now tell me again, where did you get this compact?
I got it out of Junior's pocket when he came home. You mean you think he's innocent and the other man is guilty? Just because of this thing?
Just because of it, your son can establish the fact that he wasn't the last person to see that girl alive. Oh, he's not off the hook yet. We'll check the button and the rest of his story. But he can go home with you.
Oh, how can I thank you?
Smitty, send O'Gara down. He's going home. We found the missing compact, and you'll never guess where.
Detective Mayo. Detective Mayo.
Don't talk to me. I'm trying to hold my temper.
But I want...
What are you? Are you God? Are you justice? Who gave you the right to play games with a man's life?
I was only doing what any mother would.
Oh? Would any mother have so little confidence in her boy that she'd decide he was guilty of murder without even hearing his story? I had quite a talk with your son. He told me a lot. You're not a mother. You're a manager. And what a manager. First you change the buttons on his jacket, and that bit of managing lands him down here. Then you bring out the compact you didn't feel like showing us before. And now you're here with a wild story. Now, no thanks to you, the compact is the thing that saved your boy. I'd like to arrest you on some charge. But the only one that applies to what you've done is criminal stupidity. Don't do that, Mrs. O'Gara. You're probably not a bad woman. But you've got a lot to answer to your son for. Did you ever hear the saying, a man is what his mother makes him?
Oh, you know I wanted to make something of Junior. Why, I'd give my life for that boy.
Don't give him your life, but let him have his own. His own feet to stand on, his own brain to make his own mistakes. By every calendar, including the Chinese water clock, he's not a boy, he's a man. You hear me? A man. If O'Gara's there, you can send him in now.
They told me I was going home.
That's right. You might say your mother managed it.
Oh. Are you all right, Ma? I heard yelling in here. What did he say to you?
He said...
Why don't you look at me?
I am looking at you, Martin. Martin, please take me home.
And stay there, O'Gara. We'll watch you as a witness.
You won't be able to reach me at my mother's house. I'll be staying with a friend. I'll leave the address.
Martin.
Ma, I'll take you home and then I'll pack my things.
You're leaving? Well, when are you coming back?
Someday, when you're ready to listen, we'll talk. Really talk.
I am ready.
Well, I'm not. Not yet. Maybe not ever.
A man is what his mother makes him.
Yeah? Well, congratulations. You made me a man. Overnight, you made a man of me.
The Other Five has presented Junior, written by Phyllis Cole, directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Eleanor Phelps, Court Benson, Joan Loring, and Cliff Carpenter. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.